צורך לאדם שישה בכוחוס נפשו כולם לפי הדס, כפי מה שהגדלנו פרק שלפני זה. ויוסם לנגד עיניו תמיד תכלס אחס, והוא הסוגס השם יזברך כפי יכולס האדם לדס עושו. A person needs to rule over his kochos hanefesh, his midos, his passions, his desires, with his mind, with his das. You need to channel your kochos with your das in control. And a person has to always put in front of themselves, they always have to set as their goal, one tachlis, v'hi hasagas Hashem Yisbarach, the ultimate tachlis of why we do anything, is to be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand, to get a grasp of, kfi yicholas adam ledas osa, to the degree that we can. V'yasim pulosov kulam, tinuosov v'nuchosov v'chol devar v'mivim l'zeh tachlis. That person has to set all of his actions, all of his movements, even his rest, everything that he does, all has to be focused ultimately on this purpose. Ad shelo yeh b'pulosov davar mipoal ha'hevel. So he shouldn't do anything that's a waste. Which son alomar Paul Shalo Yavil is a tachas. Doesn't mean something that's a waste. Something that doesn't ultimately bring him towards a deeper recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hamashal bo, she yasim hakavana ba'achilasu v'shtiyasu. So to give an example, she yasim hakavana ba'achilasu v'shtiyasu v'mishgalo v'shnasu v'kiditzo v'tinuoso v'nuchoso b'briyas gufo levad. V'hakavana b'briyas gufo, shtimtza nefesh kelim b'briyas shleimim v'knos ha'chochmos v'knos ma'ilos amidos ma'ilos ha'sichos ad she'gila tachas ahu. So, for instance, a person will dedicate themselves, put all of their kavana when they eat, when they drink, when they're involved in marital intimacy, when they sleep, when they wake up, any movement that they do, all of it is in order to be healthy. But what's the... So that's a first-level kavana. I eat healthy, I rest, I eat proper food. Why? In order to be healthy. That's not the ultimate goal. That's okay. But it has to be continued another step. The ultimate goal, ha-kavana b'briyas gufa, but why do I want to be healthy? In order so that my soul will have the abilities and the wherewithal and the really just the ability to be shalem and to be able to acquire chachma and to acquire milos amidos and intellectual milos in order so that I can reach that ultimate goal of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the greatest degree that I can. So ultimately, the purpose for why I do things needs to be this overarching ultimate goal. And therefore, based on this approach, we can't have that we do things purely for Hana, for our own pleasure. If that would be the case, then we would only choose foods that were very sweet and tasty. And b'chein b'shar hanogos. Aval yechavin el hamoil. Rather, what we need to do instead is we always have to focus on things, not things that just taste good, but we have to focus on things that are good for us. K'shizdamin she'arev. Yeh. K'shiz, yeh. And if it ends up that it's good tasting, then that's great. But if it ends up that it's not tasty, you know, it's good to eat your greens and good to eat your vegetables. If you like them, that's great. If you don't like them, that's also okay. Because the goal here is the moil, not the arev. That which works, that which is good for you, not just that which is pleasant and sweet. Sometimes a person might opt specifically for good tasting things. But that's if we're dealing with someone who has some type of eating disorder. He doesn't have any desire to eat. So we'll have him eat certain things that will bring out his desire for food, his appetite. So that sometimes would be an excuse for a person to eat something sweet just for the sake of sweetness, in order to develop, to bring out his, to arouse his appetite. Or someone who's depressed, for instance, he's going through a bad spell. So yasira b'shmias haniguim mine zemer. So he's going to choose certain pleasant things in order to get him out of this depression. So he'll listen to music, or til haganos ubinyanim noim v'chevras atzuros yafos, or he'll go for nice walks in gardens, or look at nice architecture or paintings. Another things that bring a certain harchavas hadas. And by doing this, he will remove for himself a certain mara shchora, depression or being down. But ultimately, the purpose of this is not just to listen to the good music or to see the beautiful pictures. It's in order to bring him to a certain health. And why does he want to be healthy? Yeah, we have to keep going that next step. Why does he want to be healthy? In order so that he can be kone chachma. So too, when a person is spending time pursuing monetary interests, trying to make money, your kavana with the collection of the money, in order so that you can use it in order to acquire high levels of midos and chachma, or in order to provide for yourselves so that you can continue to exist, so that you can, and all of this is in order so that you can ultimately come to this recognition of Hashem. And based on this, so we understand how healthy the whole enterprise of health is a very, very important thing in order for a person to acquire intellectual perfection or intellectual milos and milos amidos. And seeking this out is going to be something that's a very, very important undertaking. And it won't be just simply like training yourself in certain fields like stitching, sewing, or carpentry. Because through it, meaning through the knowledge, meaning knowing medicine is not the same as knowing carpentry. Because by knowing medicine and knowing how to live a healthy life, okay, we don't mean to be a surgeon necessarily. We're talking about knowing how to live healthily and how to have a healthy appetite and healthy exercise. So Yashuvu, through this, you will be able to arrive at the Milos HaMitios. You'll reach the true elevated goals that we're striving for. Because when people don't know this, and therefore they eat all different types of sweet things or things that smell good, that there's a natural desire for them, and really it damages you. It can even lead to illness or a sudden death. Such a person who only focuses on what's tasty and what's good without using his mind to figure out what's good for him and only focuses on what's tasty, so such a person and an animal are the same in my eyes, says the Rambam. And he's not functioning as a human who is a person who's a balsechel, as an intelligence. But rather, he's a human only in the sense that he's alive, just like an animal is alive. But he's not truly, what's the word? He's not truly embodying his humanity. Nimshel kebehemos nidbu, and therefore he's compared to animals. Rather, what is the true sign of a human? That he eats things that are good for him, that are healthy. And sometimes, you know, he'll even eat things that aren't so tasty. And he'll eat something that's not good tasting. Based on the criteria of what's good for me and what's not. And obviously, to do this, you need to be functioning with your mind. And this is what truly distinguishes a person from everything else in creation. So too, a person who only engages in marital intimacy when he desires it, or that's when he engages in it. He doesn't consider whether it's a good time, a healthy time. So that urge to do it, not because of some type of formulated calculation in terms of the relationship, but it's purely just animalistic. So that is reflecting the animal side of man and not the human side.
כמו שזכרנו. אלא שיוסם התחלס בריאות גופו שלמס מהחולם לבד, ואין זה חוסד. And it's possible to be focused on what's good for you and not what's tasty, but what the Rambam has been encouraging until now, what he's been advocating, to focus on what's good for you, that's going to bring you to health. But it's possible to have the limited vision and only see the health value of doing it, meaning you don't make that next connection of taking it a step further and using the health in order to be able to come closer to God. You only see the value in the sense that it gives you a healthy existence. Ein ze chassid. So this is not considered a elevated person. Ki kamosha bachar ze hanas abrius bachar ze ha'acher hanas ha'machal o hanas ha'mishko. V'kulam ein tachlas ha'mitas l'pulasam. Because if you think about it, it's really just now a question of what is your ideal. One person might say, listen, I know this is healthier, but you only get to live once, and I have no deeper purpose in life, so I might as well enjoy. So I'll eat things that aren't healthy because they're tasty. And another person might say, you know what? I'd rather live a little longer and live a healthier existence and forego tasty things. Both of them are making human, both of them are making decisions based on what they feel will be the best for them. But neither of them are connecting it to a higher, more ideal purpose. But the proper path is that you set as your purpose that everything you do with your health and everything you do to continue your existence, all of it should be in order that you have kochos hanefesh and obviously also the functioning of your Evarim, that all of these things should be complete and functioning, and that way you can be involved in a deeper existence without anything preventing you, without a moneya, and you can be involved completely in malos amidos and malos asichlios. And similarly, whenever you learn things, chachma and das, mashu mehen derech latach lesahi, ein bo dinet varm. So certainly, if it's something that can directly lead to a deeper relationship with God and a deeper understanding of God, there's nothing to discuss. There's no discussion here. There's obviously something very good that you should be chasing after it because it's good for you and it's proper. But what about when you find types of chachma and types of knowledge and wisdom that don't at least directly bring towards knowledge of God? Like learning math, so he lists here all different types of fields of knowledge, of wisdom, engineering, so when you're doing them, you should have a different focus in mind, and that is to sharpen your mind, in order to teach yourself also logic and teach your mind how to function, because the stronger your mind is, the better you'll be able to use your mind for the ultimate chachma, which is knowledge of God. That you acquire certain logical thinking patterns. And eventually that will help you understand the existence of God and to the best degree that you can, something about the essence of God. And so too when you're involved in conversation, when you're interacting with others, the ultimate topics that you should be speaking about, or the ideal topics you should be speaking about, are things that either serve you to help you, or to help you distance you from dangerous things or destructive things. Or if you want to talk about things about health, or you want to talk about wisdom in general, or about ideals such as Shevach Malo Mu'ulo Leganos Gnuso Meguna, or if you want to speak positively about certain character traits or about people who have certain character traits, or you want to speak negatively about bad traits or about certain people who have bad traits. Again, all of this in order for the toelas of helping you arrive at a good and proper existence. Kikilas Bali Achasronos V'Sruchanam Legus, because when you mention or to degrade to a certain degree people who have lackings, and to mention their lackings, if the goal of this is not just to attack them, but it's in order to keep people away from them and their actions, that people stay away and they don't follow in their ways, this is a required thing, it's a proper thing, and it's even ideal. Hello, Tira, Amar Yisbarach. You see that the Torah itself does it. It says, "Kemais Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Balo Sasu," like the behavior of the people of Mitzrayim, don't follow. And also, Sipra Stomim, where we're told about what happened in Stom, V'chom Hashabab and Mikram V'Sipra Gnus Balei Chesronos V'Chom L'Gnai, or any other story in Tanakh that discusses somebody who's not acting in a proper way and mentions it in a degrading or disgraceful way. And so too, Shevach HaTovim, the Hagdal Asam, and also the Torah speaks positively and aggrandizes those who act properly. Why does the Torah do that? For the same reason that I just said, it praises the good deeds of the Avos and other characters in Tanakh in order that we'll be drawn after similar behavior. In order that we will also distance ourselves from the negative behaviors that are described. And when a person, when this is their focus, so when a person does this, when this is his focus, a person who operates with this in mind, so you're going to end up being mevatel many of your actions and also limiting your speech tremendously. Meaning, if you really are going to live according to this ideal, that you are involved in things or you speak about topics that always have some type of positive religious or character growth to them, so it's going to change very much how you behave and what you talk about. You're not going to spend your time trying to, you know, rebuild, you know, to adorn your walls with gold or pursue the latest clothing in the latest designer stores. Because as we've said, the only reason to ever do something like that is if it brings you certain hachavas hadas, if it brings you a certain, removes you from depression or just gives you a certain healthy outlook. In order so that you are able to function with a certain clarity, a certain breadth, a certain clarity of mind, in order that you're able to be mekabel chachmos, right? It's very hard if you're suffering and you're tired and you're exhausted and you're not eating well. It's going to be very hard to study and to learn and to grow. But when you have the basic creature comforts that are necessary, this is what Chazal tell us, that if there are three things that are marchiv and daito shalod, and what are those things? So it says a dira noa, an isha noa, mita mutzas, a nice wife, a nice house, clean, put together bedroom and house, so things are clean and set put together. Okay. Ki a nefesh til'e v'sa'achor ha'machshava, because the soul is tired, becomes weary. Til'e v'sa'achor ha'machshava, and the mind becomes, I don't know, disgusted is not the right word, but the mind doesn't function properly. Pasamodos iyun hadvar machurim. If it regularly has to face things that are unappealing, kamosh yile haguf pasos amalachos hakvedos. Just like the body tires when it has to do heavy, cumbersome work, so too if a person finds himself in an environment, clothing, family, that's cumbersome and heavy and unpleasing, so it's very tiring, and a person is not able, again, tiring, not necessarily in a physical sense, but it prevents him from being able to develop. And therefore, it's important, therefore, sometimes to, you know, get something nice for the house and to get some nice clothing in order so that your mind can be at ease and you can have yishuv hadas and you're able to reach back to the middle, to the middle path, to the healthy balance. So we said that's why the soul needs to involve sometimes resting of the senses and other things that will pique interest and keep a person excited. In order to remove that freshness, will remove this certain weariness that we've been discussing. The Gemara says that, I don't remember if it was Rava or Rabbi Akiva, I don't remember exactly who it was, that when one of the
that when Tanoim the Amorayim, when he would see that the people were tiring, so he would say a milsa the bichus. I mean, he would say some type of joke, something to lighten up the mood. And don't think that, oh, what's he doing? He's wasting time during the shir. It's bittul Torah. And all of these things that we've been discussing, like pretty print paintings and architecture and nice clothing, that's the goal. That's the role that any of these play in the life of a Talmud Chacham or someone who's looking to grow. You should be aware that what we've been discussing in this perek, that we try to focus everything, and that everything should be directed towards this overarching goal of knowing Hashem. To do this ultimately with everything is a very, very high level, very hard level. Only very few, select few, are able to operate on such a level. And they also need to train for a while to habituate themselves to this. And so when a person reaches this level, I don't think he's less than a Navi. Meaning, Ani, I don't know if there's another gear that says, Ani Omer, he's like a Navi, or he's not less than a Navi. Ritzoni Lomar, she is shamish kochos nafsho kulam v'yosim tachlisim yidiyas Hashem Yisbarach levad. Such a person who that's his focus, all of his kochos and nefesh are there in order to have a yidiyah of Hashem. V'lo yasem ma'isa kator gadol lo yidab yidavar. He doesn't do a single thing, small or big. He doesn't open his mouth to speak. Ella, shapo alahu adavar u'mevi la'mayla. He only does things that will bring him to a level of ma'ila. Olamash maybe ala ma'ila. Or something that it itself will bring. He doesn't, nothing that directly brings to a ma'ila. But it brings to something which will then in turn bring to a ma'ila. Fuyachshav yistaka b'chol po'al tenua. And more important, most importantly, he sits and he analyzes and he contemplates before he does things. Before he acts. V'yira, and he considers and he thinks. Will this, im yavi. He scrutinizes his actions and he says, im yavi ala tachas yolo avi az yaseyu. And he doesn't act unless he knows that what he's doing is going to bring him. Right? So many people just go and act, like they go with the flow. The Rambam is describing, no, the importance of scrutinizing before you act and seeing, is this something that's going to bring me to this ultimate goal that we've been saying that all of our actions need to be directed towards. This is what Hashem desires when he tells us in the Torah, V'yahavta Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha. What does it mean? B'chol nafshecha. What is that trying to teach us? It's telling me with all the different parts of the nefesh. Shetas tachlis kol chelik b'meno tachlis achas. That the focus of everything should be v'hi la'avas Hashem yisborach, avas Hashem. U'kvar hizir anavi alav Hashem al zeh, gam kein v'yomar b'chol derecha de'ehu. This is what Shlomo tells us in Mishlei. B'chol derecha de'ehu. In all of your ways, you should know him. There might even be certain times, sounds like he's making reference to Vera Lishma, the Gemara talks about. There might even be certain times when a person does something that's inappropriate, or something that's officially, technically categorized as an Avera, not something inappropriate, something that's technically considered an Avera. But even that has to have within it, in order to be justified, some type of focus towards a greater goal, a greater good. Ukvar kilu achacham zechon levracha ze'anyin kulo b'ktzara v'milos muatos. And Chazal capture this idea, what we've just been speaking about for the past half an hour. And all these words, all of these paragraphs we've been discussing, they capture it in a few short words. Moros al ze'anyin horal shleima ma'od. And they give over such a large message with just such few words. And what do they say? This is a topic that there have been books written about. And it's amazing that they were able to capture it all in one line. You know that this is something that's coming. It's almost divinely inspired that they were able to capture it all in one line. This is what Chazal tell us. That line in Pirkei Avos, in the second paragraph of Pirkei Avos, Chol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim, so he says that captures it all right there. V'zeh inyin asher be'ernuhu, v'zeh perek, v'zeh shir ma'asher inu roi l'zochroinei, heina l'fi zos ha'akdama. And this is what we felt is just such an important topic
to be discussing right here.